Sister Marilyn Bateman attended Brigham Young University, the University of Utah, and the LDS Business College. She has served her community as PTA president, as curriculum committee member for the Provo School District, and as a board member of the Utah County Symphony Guild. Next to service to her family, service in the church has held highest priority for Sister Bateman. She has served as a district missionary, a Stake Young Women's president, as a counselor in the Stake Young Women and Stake Relief Society presidencies. She's also held leadership and teaching positions in ward auxiliary organizations. The most important role for Sister Bateman has been that of wife and mother. She and President Bateman attended American Fork High School together, and they have been sweethearts and partners since their marriage in 1959. They have traveled to many parts of the world, and they are the parents of 7 children and 22 grandchildren. She has created a home for her family in England, Japan, West Africa, and a number of places in the United States.
Administrators, faculty, staff, students, and friends, my, this is quite a sight and a thrill to be with all of you here today. My subject concerns one of the values from the Young Women's theme. I suspect that almost all of the women in the audience are familiar with this standard and could say it with me. As an introduction to my topic, would the young women in the audience stand and repeat the Young Women's theme with me? I won't read it beforehand. We'll just start out together. We are daughters of our Heavenly Father who loves us, and we love Him. We will stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all things and in all places as we strive to live the young women values, which are faith, divine nature, individual worth, knowledge, choice, ability, good works, and integrity. We believe as we come to accept and act upon these values, we will be prepared to make and keep sacred covenants, receive the ordinances of the temple, and enjoy the blessings of exaltation. Thank you for assisting me. There is power in unity. Hopefully the brethren realize not only how beautiful you are, but appreciate your commitment to these principles. All of us on earth are here for a sacred and glorious purpose. It is not by chance that you have been reserved for this time, the dispensation of the fullness of times. Your birth was foreordained in the eternities. You are youth of the noble birthright. In a very literal sense, you are children of God. He is the Father of your spirit. Elder Boyd K. Packer said, spiritually, you are of noble birth. However many generations there may be in your mortal ancestry, the pedigree of your spirit can be written on a single line. You are a child of God. You have inherited your spiritual DNA from God, the Father. The Young Women theme lists 7 important virtues that we must come to understand and incorporate into our lives. As these virtues or principles are internalized, they give us the power to keep sacred covenants, receive the ordinances of the temple, and enjoy the blessings of exaltation. Today I would like to focus on the value of integrity. It is one of the cornerstones of character. Integrity implies honesty, moral soundness, and a quality of being undivided. Elder Bruce R. McConkie has said, a person of integrity is particularly strict about fulfilling the trusts reposed in him by others. President Gordon B. Hinckley has stated, Without personal integrity, there can be no confidence. And without confidence, there can be no prospect of permanent success. The first part of the Declaration of Independence of the United States of America establishes that all people have certain rights, which include life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Americans, as well as other nationalities, are passionate about their rights and the protection of those rights. In fact, many go to great lengths in asserting them. As I have thought about the concern that people have about their rights, I believe that it would be well for us to pay attention to the last line in the Declaration. Thomas Jefferson concluded the document with these words: "We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." The last paragraph of the Declaration is as important as the earlier ones. The signers of the Declaration of Independence pledged everything they owned, including their lives and their sacred honor, in order for America to become a free nation. Today we enjoy the blessings of a free land because of their sacrifice. The signers knew what they risked when they put their names on the document. The Declaration represented an act of treason against the British Crown. The penalty was death by hanging if caught. Each person became a hunted man. One of the signers, Francis Lewis, a delegate from New York, saw his home plundered and his estates completely destroyed by British soldiers. His wife was taken hostage and treated brutally. With the help of Congress, two British prisoners were exchanged for her. She died shortly after her return because of the abuse suffered at the hands of the enemies. Other signers experienced similar fates. Some lost their lives or the lives of family members. Many of them lost their fortunes in support of the patriotic cause. But all of them were true to the promise of loyalty to their new country and to each other. As citizens today, we have a claim on the rights earned by those early patriots. But it is my belief that the great land of America and its citizens also have a claim on each person to be honest, true, and to be true people of integrity. Honesty is one of the basic elements of integrity. One's honor is based on personal integrity, maintained without legal or other obligations. President Ezra Taft Benson has said, "An honorable man or woman is one who is truthful, free from deceit, above cheating, lying, stealing, or any form of deception. An honorable man or woman is one who knows you cannot do wrong and feel right. A man's or a woman's character is judged by how she or he keeps his word and agreements." Mohandas Gandhi is one of the greatest statesmen of this century. He is honored and revered in his country as one of the most dedicated leaders. He was known for his integrity. A story about Gandhi illustrates his desire for his actions to be congruent with his beliefs, regardless of the costs. Gandhi's mother taught him that to eat meat was wrong, inasmuch as it necessitated the destruction of life. So Gandhi pledged to his mother that he would remain a strict vegetarian throughout his life. Later, Gandhi became seriously ill. His physicians tried to persuade him that if he would drink a little beef broth, his life might be saved. But Gandhi said, "Even for life itself, we may not do certain things. There is only one course open to me, to die, but never to break my promise." Because of his integrity, his followers renamed him Mahatma, or the Great Soul.
We may or may not agree with Gandhi's commitment, but we do admire his honor. To him, the pledge made to his mother was sacred. Each person at Brigham Young University has given his or her pledge that they will abide by the principles set forth in the Honor Code. Because of that commitment, you have been admitted to the university. It is a serious pledge because your honor is at stake. How you keep your word defines who you are. The fastest way to lose your good character is to break the pledge. Great learning and superior abilities, should you ever possess them, Abigail Adams told her son John Quincy, will be of little value and small estimation unless virtue, honor, truth, and integrity are added to them. BYU is a city set on a hill which cannot be hid. What happens here is noted throughout the country. There are millions of people watching our moves and listening to our words. Each of us is a representative of the whole. If we live honest, true lives, the attribution is to everyone. But if some lack honor and integrity, it also reflects on each one of us as well. There is much expected of us because of our moral code and standards of behavior. The ways of the world are constantly challenging us to compromise. We may not be at war with nations presently, but we are at war with many of society's standards. Members of the BYU community are covenant makers. Covenants with God are not to be taken lightly. In the Doctrine and Covenants, section 98, verse 14, the Lord says, I will prove you in all things, whether or not you will abide in my covenant, even unto death, that you might be found worthy. President James E. Faust said, complete and constant integrity is a great law of human conduct. There need to be some absolutes in life. There are some things that should never, ever be done, some lines that should never be crossed, vows that should never be broken, and words that should never be spoken, and thoughts that should never be entertained. My dear friends, maintain your integrity. Stay true to yourselves. Seek to live by the Spirit. May we all strive to live the commandments, is my prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.